Nevin, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Nice to have you. I'm awful good. And thank you so much for the great prize that was gratefully received by the listener for McNeans. But you're flying it.
Thank God. Which is wonderful. You got a great reaction. You were telling me so. Thank you.
We never don't. It's always huge. So look, from romance, which we had last week, to what?
To midweek family meetings.
God, you moved on quickly from the romance. The children arrived very quickly.
It's got to be practical. It's got to be quick. And we're going to do a lovely kind of salmon parcel recipe.
Because
the most eaten fish, and then a lovely charred chicken with a mojo sauce, which is a really, really nice, really, really flavoursome sauce with peppers and some spices.
Sounds very lovely. Well, you're always saying that we don't eat enough fish, so presumably
good point. And I've learned a lot over the last couple of years how hard fishermen work. Salmon is the most eaten fish, but this will work well with trout. I've given in the recipe, even cod will work well.
Right.
You know, a lemon sole, turbot brill, they're all expensive fish. They're the prime fish, but salmon is a lovely fish, and if you want a trout. Okay, so this one is very simple. It serves four. If you go to your fishmonger, they'll fillet your fish, they'll pin bone it, so the work is done. I have to give a shout out actually for a gentleman that I met in Galway a wee while ago, or last year should I say, Gannett's Fish, and it's eatmorefish.ie. Just for any of your listeners, because in rural Ireland, we don't have a fish shop, we get it delivered to the restaurant. So he will, if you go online, eatmorefish.ie, and pick out your fish, he'll pin bone it, he'll fillet it, and he'll have it delivered in your house anywhere in Ireland by 2 o'clock the next day. It's an amazing service. And he's the most unusual fish, like he really has, he's their hake, haddock, sole, you name it, he'll do everything for the fish. I really like this guy, he's a French guy, he's based in Galway. So just for your listeners, Stefan is his first name.
Okay, sir.
And Gannett's Seafoods.
Right.
But eatmorefish.ie is the name of the website.
Interesting
very
idea.
Clever. Very,
what an
very
interesting
clever.
Idea.
So, okay, sorry. Bit of a detour there.
No, it's fine.
So this is a little bit, we're going to do this in a little bit of parchment paper, so we are. Which is non-stick, which is great. You preheat your oven to 190. So it's like baking a little parcel, so it isn't. You can do it in tin foil, it doesn't do parchment.
Sure.
Parchment is great because it keeps it really moist and it won't stick, which is really important.
Okay.
So skinless salmon, fillet, pin bones removed. That's done.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of herbs. So dill, parsley, coriander, any of those will work. I think dill is a brilliant one with fish or parsley. Your lovely traditional parsley. Couple of peppercorns, little drizzle of white wine, and then what you do is you wrap that all up with some salt and pepper and some lemon.
Well, I was saying to you before, but the dill potatoes and salmon.
You told me that.
Is it a Russian?
Yours is good.
You see?
I was listening.
Yeah, it's a Russian thing.
Yeah,
it is. It's beautiful. Dill potatoes with salmon.
Yeah,
so the dill really works.
They love that herb. And they use it a lot in Scandinavia and Iceland. So the
do they?
Yeah.
All right, okay.
So what we're going to do with this, we're going to bake this off in the oven. We're going to wrap all that up. Your peppercorns are lovely. You can use star anise. You can use some lime. You can use lots of different things. You can put a little bit of curry or chili powder into it, so to jazz it up as you want to. You scatter the herbs over the fish. You wrap it, you enclose it, and then what you do, arrange it on a baking sheet. And you're going to bake this for about 8 to 10 minutes. It might take a little bit longer, and that depends. The oven is quite hot at 190, that's a fan oven, but it depends on the thickness of the salmon. So that could, I say 8 to 10, but that could take 12 to 14 minutes. You go with the point of the knife when it's just cooked, not that it's overcooked.
Right.
You can get away with a tiny little bit of pinkness in salmon, and not raw, but a little bit of pinkness, which gives a lovely kind of moistness and succulent to the salmon.
But you're talking 10 minutes, aren't you?
Yeah, about that. And Marty, then what we just serve with that is some crushed baby potatoes. Just get some baby potatoes, steam them, mix them with a little bit of basil, you can serve them whole.
Throw some dill over them.
Some dill. I love it. It's going to be in your cookbook, isn't it?
Oh, yes, that's right. Yeah.
So I've given you the suggestions of the other fish to serve with this. So I have. So
but
it's
the
very,
salmon
very
is
simple.
Probably
but it's a very simple. It's kind of like a one pan dish or a one tray dish, excuse me.
That's right.
For the want of better
now,
words.
That's the salmon. You mentioned something about a chicken being charred. My poor mother could char chicken, God bless her.
Now, this is a little bit different because we're using the chicken breast, and what we're going to do is the skin, two chicken fillets, the skin is on this, okay?
Yeah.
So we're going to mix this. So it's a little bit different, this one, but it is actually full of flavour. So again, we're going to serve baby potatoes with this, but I'll go through this at the end.
Where did you get this from now, the char chicken that's a hot sauce, isn't it?
Well, that is a hot sauce, but it's not too hot. I mean, like, okay, so what you have a little bit of hot paprika, you can use the sweet paprika, so that's where the real kick is. Mm-hmm. Cumin, it's kind of like aromatic. That's the word I would use.
Okay.
You know, you can have it as hot as you want. Sauce, I think it's in the likes of Tenerife and those islands. Ah. I think so now. I'm nearly sure that
you
that's
had
this
when you were over there, I bet
well,
you.
Yeah, once or twice.
I knew you did.
Yeah, right. Well, yeah, a while ago.
Yeah.
So, Okay, so then for the chicken, so what we're going to do is, first of all, we're going to cook our potatoes. First of all, big pot of water, you can steam them, cook in 8 to 10 minutes. So that's the baby potatoes I'm serving with this.
Lovely.
Now, what you need to do then is with your goat's cheese, so we're putting goat's cheese under the skin of the chicken in a small bowl. You're going to crush one clove of garlic and you're going to put some basil into it. You mix that well until it's well combined. Mm-hmm. Then what you do is you ease, now this is a little bit tricky, the chicken breast skin off the breast, and you put the goat's cheese underneath. You can use the spoon for this. So spoon it underneath because it gives it lovely creamy soft flavour. Now, if you don't want to put the chicken or the goat's cheese in, you can just grill the chicken. That's absolutely fine.
Sure.
So that's a little bit fiddly, that part there. Replacing the skin, you just make sure it's covered completely over the goat's cheese because it's very, very soft. Good hot pan. You're going to seal in the chicken breast with the goat's cheese. I've said rapeseed oil. I always throw a spoonful of butter because the butter gives beautiful flavour and beautiful colour. You could throw in a sprig of thyme too. So it's one chicken breast with the goat's cheese in the pan. You seal that off, okay? Mm. And that's going to take about maybe 2 to 3 minutes on either side, and then until about another 6 to 8 minutes in the pan. Now you can pop it into the oven at 190 if you want to, but you can cook it on the pan too. So just make sure that it's completely cooked. That's really important. So with that, we've done our potatoes. Now our sauce. So our sauce is just roasted red peppers from a jar, which is perfect.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Scrape off the, you know, the kind of charred bits, the kind of black bits.
Yes, yes.
You know, that they burn the outside skin. Mm-hmm. Just take that off, okay? And into that then, you're going to put that into a food processor with one clove of garlic, cumin, coriander, paprika, and a little touch of vinegar, which gives acidity and a little bit of salt.
Right.
So salt, I season, I call salt and pepper. Whiz until it's combined, and then what you can do is just put a little bit more oil into that. So you're making a cold dressing, and serve that on the side with your chicken, goat's cheese, and your potatoes.
That's gorgeous.
And it's a busy one, but it's a good one.
It is, yeah.
You know, it's a good one. You can just grill the chicken, serve it with the, you know, the mojo sauce, and it works well.
And it doesn't have to be too hot.
No.
You can
because
good point. That.
Because, Marty, what I have in the recipe is hot paprika. If you use smoked paprika, it's smoky, it's not hot.
It's not. Yeah, exactly.
So,
yeah.
So just go gentle on it.
I like that very much.
Are you happy with that?
Oh, that sounds gorgeous.
You've got two nice recipes.
If you certainly do. Charred chicken with mojo sauce.
Yes.
And the salmon parcels before that. Marty in the morning it is. And there you'll find Nevin's recipes all set for you. Well, the RT Lyric of Emma, then Marty in the morning. And that's it. That's gorgeous, that.
Yeah.
That's, and you had that when you were away, as I said, I bet. It's a beautiful recipe.
It is, you know.
That'll be
it's
nice.
It's tasty.
Because it makes me think more South America than anything Spanish.
Yeah.
But that's interesting.
Yeah, interesting. Maybe that's where it originates. Good point. I must actually do a bit of research.
That'll
into
be
that.
It now. Nevin does Argentina.
I'd love it. I'll bring you back a nice bottle of red wine, Malbec.
I'll be made up. Thanks. Good luck.
See you next week. Thank you.
God bless you. Take care.